Welcome, everybody. This is the Money, Power, and Influence podcast. I believe we're on episode number 37. This is your host, BC. I'm not sure if Arash is going to join us today, but I wanted to make sure to hop on and give you guys a fresh new episode. Now, today, there's a few topics that I want to discuss, and the main item of discussion today is going to be competition, right? I say this word lightly, and I know there's a lot of concern, questions, and there's a lot of incorrect approaches when it comes to competition, and I wanted to make sure that I did a call specifically, a podcast specifically for you guys, just to make sure that we're all on the same page and that you guys can get out there and do everything it is that you need to do to be successful, okay? So let's get started. So when I say the word competition, what immediately comes into your mind? Is it anxiety? Is it excitement? Is it fear? Right? Because there's one trap when it comes to competition that I notice most people fall into. And listen very carefully as I explain this to see if you fall into this category yourself. You're about to jump into a business. You're about to start something. And your immediate thoughts and questions are regarding inadequacies, weaknesses, or things that are outside of your control. What do I mean? Well, let's take my career, real estate. What's some of the first questions? Well, I heard it's really competitive. Can I make it? Oh, I don't have any money. Can I do it? Oh, I've never done sales before. Can I do it? Those are examples of questions that are coming from the wrong place, and they don't serve you, right? Instead, why don't we replace some of these questions with how can I make it happen? Why don't we focus on our strengths instead of our weaknesses? You see, and this is a trap that we fall into in many areas of our life, especially when it comes to starting a new business, because this is new for a lot of people, right? Especially if you're a new entrepreneur or a business person listening to this. You know, your nerves are fired off. You're not feeling too comfortable. You don't know exactly where to start, and your mind is kind of racing in. Based on our upbringing and society, the default is always to go negative, right? But we don't know the answer for something. We're frantically searching for it, and it's almost like we're out of control. So, one thing that I can tell you guys, besides you identifying this trap, is you need to change the way you see, quote, competition. Now, here's the reason I say quote. The reason I say quote is, in my world, in my reality, there is no competition. I am my own competition. The person, when I stand in front of the mirror that I'm looking at, that is my competition. No one else. You see, and when you do that, you're constantly pushing yourself to the next level, exceeding expectations, pushing the limits, striving ever so forcefully to reach your potential. Now, do you do the same? Do you do the same? And if you don't, something you can do immediately. I recommend that all of you stand in front of the mirror every single day and tell yourself, hey man, it's on you today. If you make it, it's on you. If you make sales, it's on you. If you fail, it's on you. But at the end of the day, when you put your head down, you need to know that you went 100%. Nothing more, nothing less. So for all the listeners, where are you at right now with competition? Are you beginning to feel a shift? Are you beginning to understand why some of us, like myself and Arash and other heavy hitters, operate the way that we operate? There is no competition, right? Now, for all of you in your respective fields, moving forward, there's a couple of thought processes you need to adopt and a couple ways you need to look at this. Because your competition out there, whoever it may be, isn't thinking about you. They don't care about you. They're not rooting for you. In fact, they're doing everything in their power to stop you. Spending marketing dollars to get more people to them and less to you. Coming up with new ideas of brainstorming to annihilate you. To weed you out, to make you obsolete. What does that mean for you? It means you need to not have respect for your competition. Destroy them. Do everything in your power every single day to outcreate them, outperform them, outproduce them. There's no medal for second place in business. You have to go for first and claw your way to the top. Now, this doesn't mean you run your business without a high level of ethics and dishonesty. No. I always preach Arash and everyone else in the INC nation and clique and all my other tribes that I've created on my own. We always preach honesty, integrity, high level of ethics, period. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't steal when it comes to business. We beat you. You know why? Because we're better. And we work every single second, minute, hour of every single day to make sure that we out-create, out-produce, out-skill, out-communicate, out-hustle, out-everything our competition. And this is the mantra you need to adapt. So let's say you're watching this and you follow two sides of the coin. Either you're a seasoned businessman or you're new. If you're new, you commit yourself right now to get out there and learn your craft. Become an expert. Become such an expert that the people who are veterans in your industry are running to you to learn. Be willing to rack up a lot of experience. Be willing to not get it right so you can hone. It's like carving the wood, right? At first, it's just a block. It begins to be carved. But slowly but surely, it turns into that sculpture or that weapon or whatever it is. Be ready and embrace that process. Because on the other side of that, ladies and gentlemen, is a powerhouse, a force to be reckoned with. Now, if you're already a seasoned veteran, buckle down to remaster the fundamentals. Double down on your efforts right now. Make your brand bigger. Make your name bigger. Make your image bigger. Make your confidence bigger. Make everything bigger and upgrade. And watch what happens. You see, wherever you fall on the scale or on the coin, whatever you want to call it, there's room for improvement and there's room to grow. So instead of cowering at the thought of your competition or thinking that your competition has a leg up on you, now you've made the shift and you've seen the light. And as you step forward, after hanging up this call or listening to this podcast, you're a different person. You see competition for what it is. And you know that you yourself, with everything you've committed to, from this point forward, you will beat them. You, yourself, your potential, and your journey to reach it will be your only competition. So, this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is going to be short because it's just me, and normally we go back and forth with the Rosh. However, I'm going to invite you. I'm going to challenge you to adopt this mindset, this conqueror, this leader, this elite, this prestigious, this kingly, this godly mindset, and watch what happens to you, your growth, and your business. Because whether you're new, seasoned, a veteran, or anywhere in between, you can benefit from this. So check your mindset. Check your attitude. Check your expectations. Check yourself in the mirror and move forward with a different energy, a different process, and more power. Okay? We'll see you guys on the next episode.